much to my surprise, the insulin was working much better and I was taking a lot less. So I was quite pleased over that, and I thought, that's great, you know. It's
What sort of age were you then?
Oh, probably 50-odd, I should think.
So for perhaps nearly 40 years, am I doing my maths right, you'd injected in the same site and nobody had told you to change. So how much contact had you had with the medical profession in those 40 years?
Well, I suppose I went on a regular basis to the hospitals, but when you go to your GP, really, they hadn't got real responsibility for your care, because over that, it's only more in more recent times that they've altered the system. Nowadays, the PCT is doing more of the actual day-to-day running of the system.
Can you spell out what PCT is?
Yes. Wait a minute. Can I just pause a minute? It's the Primary Care Trust. The Primary Care Trust is responsible for allocating the money which goes to each GP within your area. And they also give money to the hospitals within their area as well. It's quite a complicated system, but because each of the hospitals is looking for money, but a certain amount of the money comes direct through grants from government, and then the rest of it they get by doing various other things, like getting a certain amount from the local authority for care of the elderly, and there's lots of other ways in which they try to get money. Now, the system is changing, where they're being awarded so many stars for according to how good they're rated. And each hospital, they're suggesting that they all are turned into each hospital has got a trust running the hospital, and each hospital is going to be turned into what they call foundation hospitals. Now, these foundation hospitals will be receiving money from the government, but they've also got to they will get paid according to how many patients they treat. Interestingly enough, I've just discovered that the acute beds in Birmingham are to be cut across Birmingham and the West Midlands by 1,300 beds. However, some of the intermediate beds will be increased, so maybe the balance might be all right in the end, but that's it's questionable. The cost of running these foundation hospitals, they're not going to be owned by the NHS, they're going to be owned by private consortiums, and the money they will have to pay back a rental for the hospital, the use of the hospital. This is quite interesting.